Well, this really is a red-letter day, or maybe a green-letter day would be a better description of it, because it really gets digital moving down the road. And I won't pause here to talk about all of the potential of digital radio, but it is fantastic, as you say, not only in sound quality, but in the auxiliary services and the potential for interactive services and all the rest. So that's exciting. I do want to congratulate industry for putting aside traditional competitive rivalries and working together toward the common goal of bringing the benefits of digital audio technology to the American people. It's a splendid example, I think, of private sector partnering, but it went even beyond that to include close cooperation and partnering with the public sector, with you folks. The FCC played a critically important role, and my hat is off to our commission team members who put their shoulders to this task so enthusiastically. To my mind, that's what makes this system of ours work best, when everyone is working toward a common goal and the common good. It's a great model. I recommend it heartily for full application in other challenging areas, such as, for one example, the transition to digital television, which we're all interested in. I hope all parties involved in that will take note of the progress that was made here with this approach and hopefully follow suit. As I've said before, I'm a believer, a true believer, in this kind of cooperative endeavor. And in the competitive global economy we all inhabit, we find that we work much more effectively when we work together. I understand that questions remain to be settled on interference, on technical feasibility of nighttime AM IBOC, but I am confident that the procedures and processes that you have put in place in this item will enable us to accommodate those efficiently and productively. So I look forward to the commencement of interim IBOC operations and to continuing to work with the industry in Seattle. At the recent radio show, I saw some of the technology and some of the equipment that's soon going to be available to bring digital radio to us, and it really is exciting. And like Kathleen, I can't wait to get hold of some of it. So thanks to the Bureau, and thanks to everybody who brought this successfully to us.